Welcome to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, the show that helps you invest in Vietnam with confidence. Today, we're taking a deep dive into foreign direct investment. You know FDI. If you're a foreign investor looking at Vietnam, this is the place to be.
Absolutely. At Harley Miller, we see so much interest in FDI, and we're here to guide you. We've put together some articles to help you navigate the process, from registration all the way to understanding land ownership.
Okay, cool. So think of this deep dive as like a cheat sheet to FDI in Vietnam. We'll break it all down and give you some insights from our experience here at Harley Miller.
Great. Let's start with the big picture. Vietnam really wants foreign investment, but you got to understand the structure. It's not just about putting money in. Your investment needs to work with Vietnam's goals and regulations.
Makes sense. Not just a free-for-all. So tell me about these regulations.
Right. Well, first, you need to register your investment. Got to get an investment registration certificate, or IRC. Basically, it's your entry pass to invest in Vietnam.
The IRC.
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. What does that involve?
Our article, Essential Legal Requirements for FDI in Vietnam, goes through it all. Step by step. It covers everything. Documents, processing time, the whole nine yards.
Okay, very cool. Clarity is key,
mm-hmm.
especially for investors who are new to Vietnam. What happens after you get the IRC?
After the IRC, you need to get an enterprise registration certificate, the ERC. It's the official document that establishes your business in Vietnam.
So it's like the legal foundation for operations in Vietnam.
Yes. Exactly. Again, our article outlines the entire process. Easy to follow. And another crucial thing is capital requirements. You know, Vietnam has minimums, and they vary. It depends on which sector you're investing in.
So investors need to show they have the funds for the project.
Yes, exactly. But it's not just about having the money. You need to contribute that capital on time. Follow the agreed timeline. That's where things can get complicated, if you aren't familiar with the regulations.
Sounds like you need experts on your side.
Yeah, that's where we come in, Harley Miller. We can help you navigate these requirements and make sure you're fully compliant every step of the way.
Okay, great. Now, are there any industries where foreign ownership is restricted?
Good question. Yes, there are. Some industries are conditional sectors, like education or finance or telecommunications. They have extra requirements and limits on foreign investment.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. Investors need to understand the rules for their specific industry.
Yes. Do your research. Our articles have a ton of insight on these restrictions and offer ways to overcome them. You know, partnering with a local firm can be a game changer.
Like a local guide.
Precisely. That's a core value at Harley Miller. We have local expertise, help you make smart decisions and avoid pitfalls.
Land ownership in Vietnam is a bit different, right? Can you explain that a little?
Sure. Foreign investors can't actually own land in Vietnam, but you can obtain land use rights through lease agreements with the government.
So like a long-term rental?
Yeah, a good way to think about it. Usually maximum lease is 50 years, and there are regulations on how the land can be used.
Interesting. So even without ownership, investors can still use the land for their business.
That's right. Understanding those lease agreements is key. That's another place where we can help. Our legal expertise at Harley Miller.
Okay, so this has been incredibly helpful. Understanding the legal requirements, sector-specific regulations, and the unique stuff about land ownership in Vietnam.
And we're just getting started. Next, we'll look at the FDI screening process, a major hurdle for anyone wanting to establish a presence in Vietnam.
All right, so we've talked about the first steps, getting your IRC and ERC. But what about this FDI screening process? Sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, I guess it can seem that way. But our Demystifying Vietnam's FDI Screening Process article lays it all out. It's important to understand this process because Vietnamese authorities use it to evaluate your investment proposal.
I see. So what are they looking for? What makes a proposal successful?
Well, they look at a few things. The economic impact of your project, your plans for a technology transfer, and environmental considerations. They want to see that your investment will be good for Vietnam, not just your business.
Yeah, makes sense. It's all about aligning your goals with Vietnam's development.
Exactly. And that's why it's super important to understand what the Ministry of Planning and Investment is looking for, the MPI. They're a big part of the screening process.
So the MPI is like the gatekeeper for FDI.
You could say that. They're the ones who decide whether your project gets approved.
Okay, interesting. So is there anything investors can do to kind of improve their chances during the screening?
Yeah, definitely. Preparation is key. Got to have a solid investment proposal. Clear and compelling. You need to show how your project will contribute to Vietnam's economy. create jobs, promote exports, stuff like that.
Show the value you bring.
Right. And don't forget about environmental sustainability. Vietnam is really focused on green investments these days. Showing that you're committed to the environment can really help.
So being eco-conscious is good for everyone.
Exactly. Another important factor is compliance. Got to follow those Vietnamese laws and regulations. Show that you understand and will adhere to the legal framework.
Sounds like something Harley Miller can help with.
Absolutely. That's our specialty. We help investors navigate these regulations. We can help structure your investment, draft your proposal, and make sure everything's compliant.
Great to have that expertise.
Yeah.
Okay, what about partnerships? How important are those?
Partnerships can be really beneficial. A good local partner can give you insights, connections, on-the-ground support.
Yeah, it's like having a guide in unfamiliar territory.
Exactly. When you're choosing a partner, look at their experience, their network, their reputation, and make sure they understand your sector.
Cultural compatibility is important too, right?
Yeah, for sure. You got to communicate.
Yeah.
Build a strong relationship, trust, and respect.
Makes sense. Sounds like finding the right partner is a key step.
It is, and it's another area where Harley Miller can help. We have a large network, can help you find potential partners that fit your goals.
Another way you guys go above and beyond.
We aim to provide comprehensive support. We want our clients to succeed in Vietnam.
So let's talk about land use rights. You said foreign investors can't own land, but they can lease it. What do they need to know about that?
The most important thing is to understand the lease agreement. Know what you're allowed to do with the land, what the restrictions are, and how renewals work.
Like any other lease, but with the government as the landlord.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good way to put it. You also need to understand the process. Getting those land use rights, there are steps. Identifying land, negotiating with the authorities.
And again, legal expertise would be really helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Harley Miller has lots of experience in navigating land use rights. We can guide you through the process, help you negotiate, and make sure you're compliant.
Sounds like you've got it all covered.
We do our best to give our clients a solid understanding of the legal and regulatory environment in Vietnam. Registration, land use rights, screening process, whatever you need.
Well, this has been very informative. We've learned a lot about FDI in Vietnam.
We have, but we haven't talked about staying informed. Things are constantly changing. Got to stay up to date.
Oh, good point. So how can investors do that?
Well, one way is to listen to our podcast, of course. We always discuss updates and changes.
Uh-huh. Good plug. What about other resources?
Our website, hmlf.ven. Tons of info there. Articles, guides, resources, all for foreign investors. We also offer consultations, talk about your plans, and get advice.
So even if you're not ready to invest yet, it's worth talking to Harley Miller. Get that relationship started.
Absolutely. We're always happy to help.
Well, I feel like we've really broken down the process of FDI in Vietnam.
I hope so. Investing in Vietnam can be great, but approach it with knowledge, preparation, and legal support.
Do your research. Partner with experts like Harley Miller and embrace the opportunities. It sounds like Harley Miller really tries to help investors in every way.
That's right. We believe success in Vietnam needs more than just legal knowledge. You need to know about the culture, the business environment, the challenges each sector faces.
It's about the whole picture.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we try to do, help our clients feel confident in the Vietnamese market.
Speaking of confidence, what about strategic partnerships? How important are those? And what should investors look for?
Partnerships can be a big help. A local partner gives you insights, connections, support.
Like having a guide in a new place.
Right. When you choose a partner, look at their experience, network, reputation, and knowledge of your sector.
And cultural fit, right. That's got to be important.
Very important. You need to be able to talk, work well together. Trust and respect are essential.
So finding the right partner is a key step in FDI.
Yes, it is. And we can help with that at Harley Miller. We have a lot of contacts and can help you find partners who match your goals.
Another way Harley Miller helps their clients.
We're dedicated to supporting foreign investors. We want to see you succeed in Vietnam.
Well, this has been a really interesting deep dive into FDI in Vietnam. We've covered a lot.
We have, and we've shown the value of working with legal experts like us at Harley Miller. We're here to guide you and help you reach your goals in Vietnam.
So to wrap things up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
Investing in Vietnam is full of opportunity, but to be successful, you need to plan carefully, do your research, and have the right legal support. A firm like Harley Miller can give you the expertise and guidance you need to navigate the system and make the most of your investment.
Thank you for all the information. I think our listeners feel a lot more prepared to invest in Vietnam now.
You're welcome. We're always here to help. If you have any questions or need help with your FDI journey, just contact Harley Miller Law Firm.
You heard it here first. You can find their contact information on their website, hmlf.vn. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into FDI and Vietnam.